We are the 99%. Good morning, sports fans.
What was that?
And welcome to another edition of NDB Media's Sports Talk with the guys.
Home of the Monday morning quarterbacks on Saturday.
And Monday night.
What the hell was that, big dog?
I don't know. I think
my voice.
I think there's a chicken or a turkey being killed or something.
Well, they say you are what you eat. Must have been a turkey.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, the turkey was being killed, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness, the voice is already gone seconds into the program. Big dog, I had a flashback yesterday, reminiscent to our very first program, our best program, and we know it was our best. No one knows it was our best because there is no digital proof of it.
That is right.
But unlike that first November in 2008, there is every bit of my latest failure on letmehearyou.com.
Well, I mean, but
had a damn good time.
And once again, it was not.
But it was like sex. It's like when you go in there and you think you did well, and your partner just says, "Are you ever going to get started?"
You're all started. I'm done. I'm ready to go to sleep.
Yeah. I'm like, what the hell? I mean, hey, when you responded to me, it seemed real. Not that I've ever had that happen before, big dog, but hey, it is what it is. And I got to tell you, it is warm in here this morning, isn't it?
It is warm, period. When I went to sleep last night around 12:30, I checked the weather, and it was 12:30 at night, and it was 87 degrees still.
That's a bit on the warm side there, big dog.
In the wonderful Inland Empire.
Yeah, the heat empire. I would do well out there, but no, hopefully I don't go out that way. Well, big dog, I got to tell you, I missed having you here last week, and I'm glad you're here this week. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
How's our resident Borg? You have to understand that I'm bragging about that.
I have assimilated.
Well, you were. Oh, you have assimilated?
Yes.
So that means resistance is inutile? Oh, no, that's one of the other medications.
Sterilized. I keep you sterile. All right, no problem. Yeah,
that's what I have there just for conversational purposes. You want to see the medicine cabinet? I'll be more than happy. It's a medicine cabinet now, dude. I mean, I never thought I'd have 7 bottles of medicine right next to me. Oh, my God. You need a replay. But this is my one bit of joy right now, being able to do these programs, big dog. It is. It is my only relief right now. Has nothing to do with the aforementioned story about sex. No, none whatsoever. That was just a story. A friend told me about that.
Is Couch doing
Thank you, big dog. I understand he is.
Right after us?
Yeah, but
okay.
We'll make sure it's not programmed yet. Ladies and gentlemen, don't know if you caught it. Don't know if you really give a damn, but we're going to go into the real world for a moment. In northwestern Iran, apparently there's been a 6.2 earthquake, much bigger than what we've been encountering here in Southern California. But you understand that we're built for earthquakes up to 7 and even 8.0s. Over in Iran, when there's a 6-point-something, all the mud houses flatten. So our sympathies to the people of Iran, I'm sorry. But don't worry, it'll dry up again. You'll be able to build up those mud huts very soon. Don't worry about it, ladies and gentlemen. Our thoughts and prayers are with you. And of course, don't know if you missed it, but last night, the Los Angeles Times broke the news. Beat everyone to the punch. Mitt Romney declared Paul Ryan to be his running mate. This is going to be a fun election. 2 deadbeats against the other 2 deadbeats. This is going to be great.
Hey, don't make fun of our half-breed.
Who's our half-breed?
Mitt Romney.
Oh, that's right. He is, yes. Oh, that is right. Well, good morning again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Hey, Ian's in the chat room. Thanks for joining us, Ian. Life is good in the hood. And, of course, we have several callers. Don't forget, if you want in.
I wonder if they have a hood in England.
Oh, yeah.
And if they do, what do they call it?
Shysterville? Of course, we have callers listening in. If you guys want in, you know what to do. Just go ahead and press 1, and we'll go ahead and take your call. But ladies and gentlemen, a lot of stuff going on. I'm so jazzed at what happened yesterday. Being able to listen to the call, I mean, being able to call a baseball game was therapeutic. There's a lot to do when you're calling a baseball game. Well, just like the football games, big dog. And it was fun. I had my moments. I mean, I was reaching out directly to the audience. I'm like, come on, guys, send me a Twitter. Send me a tweet. Send me anything. Let me know you're listening. And, of course, the Twitter feed was silent. But, hey, what are you going to do? Until Couch Potato let me know what was going on. I'm like, yay, I have a listener. But with Couch Potato showing up, that's almost like having an employee saying, hey, you're doing good, boss. Like, I don't know. So it was fun. It was exciting. I hope to do it again. I'm going to have to improve my internet connection because it just sucked.
I thought you were scheduled to do one tonight.
Yeah, we'll see. My daughter's usually on the computer at that time.
Well, if they don't listen to you as they did listen last night, you take it away. So I'm going to borrow this for a couple hours.
Yeah, I'm going to borrow this for a couple of hours. Ladies and gentlemen, hi, Ian. Thanks for going, coming in. And he just wanted to let me know that as of yesterday, for our Friday program, 12,000 downloads. Man, I'll be lucky if I have 12. Just kidding. So, in the month of July, NDB Media had over 70,000 downloads.
Woo-hoo.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I am jazzed, tickled pink. Life is good. Life is good, good, good. So, we're going to get down to it. Maybe we'll go over the scores of yesterday's game. But
sure.
You see, I was going to do the Yankee game yesterday deliberately, but I said, no, everyone can watch this, the Padre and the Pirates game. So I went with that one. And that's what I was talking about, it being on Major League Baseball's Major League Baseball TV. So I chose that one, the Pirate and the Padre game. And every inning had a run scored. It was phenomenal. It was awesome, big dog. Final score was 9-8. I think it was from the fourth and fifth innings where they scored a combined 11 runs. Wow, there was a lot of runs going on there.
Yes, it is. And Ian said that was for the last two programs, not just last night. He said 6,000 plus each.
Oh. Well, okay. It still added up to 12,000 as of last night. So that was good. So he's doing very, very well. Just can't believe the numbers that we're getting. And his channel's not even featured. Wow. Just getting a lot of love right there. I guess we have to be as good as Ian.
It was featured yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, but I mean, it's not regularly featured NDB Media is. And, of course, everyone paying attention is saying, what do you mean, NDB Media? You're not featured. It's, well, yeah, the primary channel is featured.
Yes, it is.
Not this one. So, I don't know. We shall see, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, what is area code 609?
619 is San Diego.
No, 609.
Maybe it's our resident knucklehead.
No, I don't think so. It's from Atlantic City.
Because he's in the chat room.
Oh, he is?
Yes, he is.
Oh, no, this person was from Atlantic City. They didn't know how to press 1 on the keypad. Maybe they wanted to call in. I don't know.
Maybe he doesn't want in.
They didn't want in. So,
we'll see, you outed him.
Speaking of being outed, here we go. Are you ready, big dog?
Sure. Let's go. I haven't done this in a long time.
Sure. Wow. Oh, cool. Hold on.
And here he comes over that ridge. It's summertime, so all the ice is finally melted. Horse is having fun. Nell is having fun. Of course, Tim is having fun because baseball is in full swing. He's here to save our bacon. Why? Because he's Tim. And Horse.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm going to see if I can get him to do play-by-play with me. That would be a lot of fun. But apparently right now you need to be like in the same place to do play-by-play. Kind of like the real stuff. Because there's only one place to record it. But I had a ball doing it yesterday. But before Ian goes, I got to go ahead and give him some love. And here it is. I'm going to go with it. Oh, close. I was actually going to go with this one. Just because with those numbers, he deserves it.
I am too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
Oh, yeah. Ian's on the catwalk, ladies and gentlemen. He's bragging about those numbers. He's holding the 6 and the 000 all over. Ladies and gentlemen, he's looking at his cat. The cat smiles back, and then Ian just smiles.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy
the little kitty comes around. Even though he's in Manchester. And then the cat just goes straight up. Good morning, Ian. That's the cheap shot of the morning. Whoa, the chat room is just lit up. Oh, my goodness.
Tim, I need to let you know that Nell is pissed at you.
Why is Nell pissed?
Because even though they both love Roz, you did not nominate Nell for Noriega Girl.
She was nominated last year, but thank you. Thank you. We're getting near the end of Noriega Girl 2012. My God, the chat room is lit up, ladies and gentlemen. If you want in, you know what to do. Press 1. We've got several callers right now. We're going to go to the Skype caller. Oh, no, wait a minute. No. Our man of the hour, our East Coastie from Delaware. He's been on the phone for 3 minutes. We're going to go to him right now. Good morning. Wait a minute. Which song should I put on for him? You know, I don't have any derisive thoughts or feelings towards him. So,
ooh.
It's Robbie.
Oh,
what the hell are you looking for? Go ahead. Good morning, Robbie. How you doing, pal?
Good morning. I'm great. I just wanted to call in and say good morning, talk a little sports with you guys, but I can't stay long. I have to go help my grandma find a new refrigerator for her apartment.
Wow. So you're going to be doing some work then today.
Yeah, so, but I did want to give you guys a call and just say hi.
Hey, Robbie. I was lucky. I did the call yesterday for the Pirates and the Padres. That was a good game. I'm sorry the Pirates lost.
I know. We had the lead, and we just let it go. I was very disappointed with our bullpen. So.
The Pirates were up 7-1. Couldn't believe it. Wow, and the Padres just came back. I was having a flashback to the 1983 Angels and Yankees. Yeah, I know. That was long before you were ever born. Angels and Yankees. Yankees were up 7-0, and the Angels came back to win in 9-8. Just killed me.
Yep.
I know, but it's okay. Don't worry about it, Robbie. Well, stay on with us. We're going to actually, the switchboard is lit up beyond comprehension. I can't believe how many people are in. We're going to go ahead and bring them in right now. Our first call, a Skype caller who's been on for over 3 minutes, and if there's two Skype callers, come on. Who's been on longer? Figure it out. Go ahead, caller. Who are you and where do you hail from? You're live.
Yo.
What's up?
Yeah, was that you playing with your pussy before, dude?
Yeah, it was, Ian. So how you doing?
Not too bad. I just thought I'd just pop in and quickly say hi. I'm not going to stick around this week, unfortunately. I've got lots of jobs to do, but...
I
guess
everyone's got a lot to do in August.
Yeah. The last bit of Olympic news here, Great Britain have kind of slowed down in the medals table, although we did win a gold for the flyweight women's boxing.
So how many medals is that now, Ian, for the United Kingdom?
I think we're on 25 gold. And, you know, I'm not sure what the overall stats are, but we've got 25 gold medals. There's potentially a medal happening later on tonight when Mo Farah goes in the 5,000 metres. We've got disqualified from the 4x100-metre relay, which is nothing new. It happened at the last Olympics as well.
Wow.
We actually won that bloody thing back in... 2000, I think, or it might have been 96, I can't remember.
Wow, Ian, congratulations. The big dog over here very quietly whispered, you guys have 26 gold medals. That's impressive. You're in third place, right?
No, they're in fourth place.
Yes.
They're in fourth place?
Yes, 26 gold, 15 bronze, 15 silver, 18 bronze for a total of 59. Russia has 66, China has 82, and, of course, the good old U.S. of A., has pulled away from China as the days have gone on. We now have 94 total medals.
That's right.
41 gold, 26 silver, and 27 bronze.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to think about it. You know, Great Britain, it's just a small island in comparison to all these other countries. You know, to come forth, we're punching well above our weight.
Yeah, well, we're a bigger island, so it's a big dog. And besides, might I remind you that you guys assimilated everyone long before the Borg ever existed?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, resistance is futile.
So they say until Mahatma Gandhi shows up. Ian, stay with us. We're going to bring another Skype caller on. Big Dog, what is it?
Tim was wondering where you made the call from, so I don't believe he...
LetMeHearYou.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's LetMeHearYou.com. I was on... It's on my Facebook page yesterday. Apparently, the sound quality is pretty bad due to the internet, and I'm very disappointed. But if you guys go into where all the runs were scored, I was having a good time. But it was great. It was a lot of fun, and I...
Roger.
Wow. It was great.
Roger.
Yes,
Sonny. It's Let Me Hear Ya. Not you, but ya. Y-A. Let
oh,
me
thank
hear
you, Sonny.
Ya.
LetMeHearYa.com. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let Me Hear Ya.
Yeah.
It's all one word. It's on my Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen. I'm bringing in the couch potato, and I know he hasn't pressed one, but screw it. I'm bringing him in right now. Of course, he's our East Coastie. He's our own Georgia Peach himself. He's our own Ty Cobb. He is, and couch potato, it's Brian.
Yes, Brian, not Alan. Brian.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a great bunch of souls on with us right now. Of course, the chat room is already going. We're doing a little bit of the Olympics right now. Ian was giving us an update. I want to go over to Brian real quick. Are you paying attention to the Olympics, or is it just all college for you right now? Because I heard your last program, dude. Wow. Rough. You guys are rough when it comes to college.
Yeah, they are. They are rough, right? Yeah, I haven't paid much attention to the Olympics as much. Basketball, I've been paying attention to NBA, the trades going on, and baseball. So not the Olympics this time.
Wow. Right now there's an incredible amount of stuff going on, especially in the Olympics. Robbie, I want to go back over to you before I go to Couch Potato. Robbie, have you been catching any of the Olympics before you have to help your sister move today?
Not my sister, my grandma.
Your grandma? I'm so sorry. I guess I was partially listening then. Story of my life, huh, Robbie?
Yes, I've been watching the Olympics a lot. I've been enjoying it. I've been watching some of the different sports, like the rhythmic gymnastics, the taekwondo, the water polo. That was fascinating. We won our first gold in that for a very long time in the women, so that was great. And, of course, keeping up with the basketball and everything else. So it's been a fun time. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it. Once it ends.
I hear you. I definitely hear you. Before I go over to the couch potato, I want to say it again, ladies and gentlemen. It's on my Facebook page. It's at LetMeHearYa.com. I was able to do the play-by-play for the Pirates and the Padres yesterday. It was an incredibly fun game, and I had a good time. Couch potato, where was it when I did the home run call? I guess I got a little too excited.
I loved it. It was funny. His line was is that I wrote it in the chat room. It was so funny. And just to give you an idea, this is the reason why the website, I think, will probably take off. It's more than the fact that you get to hear other people, you know, besides the, you know, stick up the butt attitudes of ESPN or CBS. You get to hear fun, and that's what it's all about. It's all about fun when you're either A, doing the show over there, doing a call, or listening. But I'll tell you, my favorite. Well, there were obviously a couple of them, but after he called, after Roger called a home run in yesterday's game, he says, "I got a little winded on the call. I almost fell out of my chair when I was listening." And that's the great thing. You're not going to hear that, or "I liked it." You're not going to hear that. By the way, Roger, your call yesterday, "I liked it."
I did that on purpose. I said, "Hey,
yep.
Did he liked it? Because I liked it." And then there was a pitch that came across which I couldn't recognize, and I said, "Oh, hell no, I am not going to call that one a breaking ball."
He made the reference to the background
because I was like, oh no, I'm never going to call that pitch a breaking ball. Talk about a cop out. Every pitch that isn't a fastball is a breaking ball. What's a breaking ball? And I think at one point I told all the other announcers to go to hell. I said, well, no one's listening to me anyway, so you guys all suck.
Yeah, breaking ball is one step removed from a farting ball, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. That is
right. You know what a breaking ball is? A breaking ball is when you don't know what the hell the pitch was.
Right.
Yay, it was a breaking ball.
And it is. It's the biggest cop-out. Ladies and gentlemen, if you get a chance, every sport is there on letmehearya.com. You got to try it. I was set for the Yankee game yesterday, but I said no. It's so obvious that I would do the Yankee game. I'm going to do the free game that's on MajorLeagueBaseball.tv. There's a free game every day. And I said, you know what, I'm going to do that game because it increases the chance of the people being able to actually see the game while I'm calling it. And guys, anyone who loves the sport in any way whatsoever, get yourself a nice cool drink, have your dinner or meal before the game, and just enjoy it. I had a good time. I think Couch Potato heard it when I said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to get accustomed to this, but I'm having a hell of a good time.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, I guess you can call like Blog Talk Radio kind of, you know, retro of radio, I guess you can say, because you don't get the normal BS that you would get, and that's the reason why. That's the reason why I listen to Blog Talk Radio. There are not a lot of shows I listen to. Alan and I were talking about this.
Brian,
I know. I'm just joking with him. We were talking about this, actually, I think it was yesterday. There are only so many shows that I'm going to sit and listen to on Blog Talk Radio because they're just bad. But here's the thing. If you have a bad show, at least make it interesting. So, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I listen to about 7 to 8 shows, because Lord knows I wouldn't have a lot of time to listen to all of them. But get into retro radio is what Blog Talk Radio should be referenced to, because it is. It's just a different type of radio for this time.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And retro kind of suits it because the sound quality is kind of like the equivalent to the old AM radio.
Yep.
It really is, ladies and gentlemen. It is an incredible amount of fun. Blog Talk Radio has been awesome. And I got to tell you, Let Me Hear Ya is really, really, I think, going to take off. I think it's going to be a good time. There's a lot of people that do a much better call than I do.
No.
But let me tell you, baseball is my love, and I had all the bit of fun yesterday. I'm going to do it again. There's going to be a game on tonight. Which is it? Which I'm scheduled to do, the Angels and who? Oh, yeah. Even the big dog says, like, who? What? Don't care. But I'm going to cover that one. And it's kind of exciting. So we'll see if we can get several people to be in on it. I would love to be able to have several people call it. But as of right now, only one person can call the game right now. But
Unless, Roger, you do it via Skype and you set up a private show on Blog Talk Radio and call Let Me Hear Ya from Blog Talk Radio if you're able to. I don't know if you
No, you're not. You're not able to. It's all internet-based. So
that's
why the person would have to be in your area or make the connection via Skype that you'd be talking. But that eats up a lot of bandwidth. But anyway, I know I'm going to have almost everyone except for Ian and for Robbie. Ian, what else do you have for us today? Because I know you're visiting your sister today. Sorry.
Yeah, I visit my sister generally every Saturday, but, you know, she's back off holiday, so I just go over there because it saves me from having a cook, so I go over there and eat over there, you know. That's the only reason I visit her. It's free food.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, man. Why spend your own money when you can eat other people's food? That's good.
You know, that's it, you know. And she's my sister, so she's got to give me free food because she's supposed to love me and all that, you know. Anyway, I just had a look at Let Me Hear You, and it looks like NBB Media Sports is scheduled to go on later on tonight with the Angels versus the Mariners.
Ian, thank you. Yes, the Angels versus the Mariners. I will be doing that game. I'm looking forward to it. I'm stuck here at home. There's nothing that I can do anyway.
The vehicle has broken down. Hey, Big Dog. Dude, that was an obscene gesture right now, Big Dog. Just because you're right-handed doesn't mean I'm right-handed. That was rude of you, Big Dog. He was doing the obscene gesture that I was going to be busy with Manuela. That's a bunch of crap there, dude.
And I'll probably be home by then, actually.
You'll be home by then? Yes, thank you, Ian. Well, apparently I will be home at the same time doing some personal business.
I was going to say Rosie and her five sisters, but okay.
Rosie and her five sisters, is that what you call it?
That's not what I call it.
What do you call it, Big Dog?
I don't.
You don't? You don't call it. I could imagine the Big Dog calling that sporting event. And ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Yes, everyone is lined up. All systems are go. Everyone is standing in attention. And yes, here we go. We're going for the clasp, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. And it is showing force. It is. Oh. I'm sorry. You need both hands?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted.
So there. Damn you.
I'm slightly disgusted. Tim says, come on, get a grip. Hey, Robbie, what is Grandma going to make for you today?
What?
What is Grandma going to make for you today?
I don't know. I don't know what she's going to make me for me today. We'll probably go out to eat after we go to Target. So.
Sounds good. Sounds good. So, hey, what do you guys want to talk about as far as sports? We're ready to go. Got everyone in. I know you guys are short on time. Is there anything you wanted to go over right now?
No, no. I want to forget about yesterday's game. So.
Okay, yeah, I know. Hey, let me tell you, as a neutral arbiter, it was fun watching it. So I guess we're going to get down to it. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh.
The one good thing I guess you could say, though, is the Pirates still are 63-49 at this juncture of the season. They've never been this far above 500. Possibly since Robbie's been around.
Yeah.
It's been that long, unfortunately.
It has been that long. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, the Pirates look good. They are one big hitter away from being dangerous.
How many years now has it been that they have not even played at 500?
18 years.
Okay. Well, Robbie's a little bit older.
Yeah, he's a little bit older than that, so it's okay. I got to tell
okay,
you.
Okay, guys. Guys, I've got to head off now, but I just want to sort of like you know, ask you to keep an eye out later on today for the 5,000 metres. It's track and field. I think it's the last day of track and field, actually. And Mo Farah is going to go out in the 5,000 metres. And, you know, he's probably going to win a medal. I don't know if he'll win the race, but he'll probably win a medal. So, you know, keep an eye out for that later on today.
Oh, yeah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, there's a picture of something that was posted on Facebook. Thank you. It was a while ago, but thank you for seeing that one. Yeah, that's Carlos's phone, by the way. And, yeah, that's what Carlos does. He shows me dirty pictures. I like it. Well, relatively speaking. But yeah. I know. It's just nice. Hey, that's Carlos's phone. He has an HTC. I have a BlackBerry. You guys should know the difference.
Hey. It's not dirty. It's just hands on. That's all.
Oh, that's right. It is hands on.
Approach,
yeah. Well, all right. Fair enough, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get to it. We've got a lot of sports to go over. As always, Big Dog is raring and chomping, ready to go. He has how many pages?
Just four.
Just four pages?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Let's get to it, ladies and gentlemen. The breaking news in Lakerland. Let's just get to it right now. Oh my goodness! We're going to DH this one, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, wait a minute. Dwight Howard!
Dwight Howard!
Oh, my God! He's a Laker!
He's the DH.
He is the DH. He is the deadhead, so they say, and catch me if you can.
Superman has returned to L.A.
Superman has returned. Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Big Dog, take it away. Let's get to it.
The surprise of surprises is that, of course, it finally happened. The trade was finally made. Dwight Howard for Andrew Bynum, essentially. This was a four-team trade. 12
eight players,
involved.
Right?
Everybody pretty much got better, I guess would be the easiest way to say it. And this is the breakdown on it, guys. It was, here we go. As I said, it was a four-team deal. Orlando got Aaron Aufello, forward Al Harrington from Denver, forward Mo Harkless and center Nikolai Vucevic from Philadelphia.
Watch your language.
Forwards Josh Mitch Roberts and Christian Enya from the Lakers. The Lakers, of course, got Howard, guard Chris Duhon, and forward Earl Clark from Orlando. Philadelphia gets center, of course, Andrew Bynum from the Lakers and Jason Richardson from the Magic. Denver gets Andre Iguodala. Orlando also gets a protected first-round draft pick from each of the other three teams and five draft picks overall over the next 5 years. So essentially, guys, we picked up exactly what we wanted, Dwight Howard for Andrew Bynum. We were able, this is the kicker, guys, we kept Paul Gasol. And the one of the main reasons why is because he's going to be making $18 million a year over the next 2 years, $36 million for 2 years. Orlando, even though they wanted him, did not want that kind of money on their payroll. So we kept him.
Because I'm sure they wanted the Lakers to carry some of the money.
No, they just didn't want it. They didn't want a big contract whatsoever. They want to be freed up with their draft picks and able to have money for free agency, which now they have no one down there. I don't know who's going to be going down there. But anyways, we essentially picked up we did pick up the best center in the NBA. Yes, he's had back surgery, and he'll probably be back probably about 10 games into the season.
Oh, no.
No, they already thought. No, the Lakers are not going to make this deal without doing their due diligence on his medical condition, especially since he flew from Orlando to L.A. to have the surgery and has been living here in L.A. in a Beverly Hills hotel for the last 4 months, since April. So he's been pretty much in L.A. As I said, best center in the NBA. We gave up Andrew Bynum. There's only a 2-year difference. Dwight is only 26. Bynum, of course, is 24. But Dwight's pedigree is so much better. So many things that he can do. Better rebounder. About the same type of score, although, excuse me, Dwight is more consistent. And will give you the 100% day in and day out. Bynum didn't. As I said, the big thing, of course, is that we kept Pau Gasol. So essentially, as I said, we traded Howard for Bynum, and we picked up Nash for nothing. You know, a Hall of Famer, he's going to go into the Hall, Steve Nash. Most likely Dwight Howard also. So pretty much, I know you love that. Pretty much we continue the dominance of centers that we have always had, starting with the great George Mikan, Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaquille O'Neal, and now Dwight Howard. Now, Dwight does have to live up to that. But if any of his numbers, if he's consistent and even stays at the same amount of numbers, or even if it falls just a bit, he will more than adequately fill in the shoes that we need for after Kobe's gone to build another franchise around another base player.
May I ask, Big Dog?
Yes.
What's his free throw percentage?
He is a bad free throw shooter, but don't forget, so was Shaquille O'Neal. What did he do? He brought us 3 rings. So if Dwight can do anything close to that, you know, and some, you know, I had some friends that were saying, oh, you know, Dwight's kryptonite was Big Perk, you know, Perkins, who is, of course, OKC. And I said, you know, that may have been true in the past, but the problem was Dwight was the man in Orlando. And when they needed a basket, that's who they went to. Dwight is going to have so much fun here because he's not the man. Kobe's the man. And Kobe will give the ball up. If we need a basket to be scored at the end, of course, Kobe's first option. Steve Nash might be second, possibly third option, along with Paul Gasol. And then you have Dwight Howard to clean everything up defensively or offensively as far as rebounds go. And then you take a chance putting it into him as far as free throw shooting. But we are at least up there even now, I believe, in my heart, in my humble opinion, that we are even on OKC and Miami now. In fact, we may be above them, but I'm not going there yet because they have not played yet. We had this debacle happen once before when Gary Payton and Karl Malone came here 6 years ago.
Yeah, but they were old.
Yeah, and a different scenario. These guys want to play with each other, whereas Gary Payton always had the attitude, and Karl Malone was chasing the ring, you know, and got hurt. But I think this one will work, and I think we may see a very special team this year.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the East Coast. We have Robbie with us. We have, of course, Brian, and, of course, Couch Potato. I know Couch Potato is going to – hey, are you going to be with us all morning, and are you going to do your two-hour program after Couch Potato?
Yeah, it's scheduled.
So there we are, four-hour block. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Couch Potato, the hardest working man in sports. Robbie, you heard about the details. Big deal in the NBA. Is it a big deal to you, and what is your commentary on that before we go to Brian? Go ahead, Robbie.
Yeah, this will be my last thought, and I'll leave after this. But I agree. This is a great deal. I think everybody made out well. I think the Lakers, I'm still shocked that they kept Paul Gasol. I'm glad they did. I think it's going to be a hard team to beat. I think it will be a fun matchup when they play the Thunder. I can't wait to see that. So, but it's, I think Orlando is in a building process now again, and I think the draft picks will help them out, but I don't see them being a contender until maybe another 3 to 5 years. So,
I'd have to agree with that. Robbie, thank you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and if you're still with us for a little bit, we may go back to you. Brian, East Coast.
So God bless, God.
Thank you, Robbie. God bless. Have a good time today, and hope you have fun wherever you guys go out after. And be careful in Tarjay, because every now and then they ask their people for papers there, too. All right. All right, man. See you, Robbie. Brian, East Coast, what is up? Is this going to shift the balance of power to the West, or no? Miami is still it. I mean, they are the world champions.
You got to give them the nod because they are the world champions.
They are the world champions, no doubt. And that team is still together for the most part. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, guys, I'll tell you this. The Lakers, in my opinion, have become the favorites now over the whole thing. And I'll tell you why. Is Steve Nash being the point guard. I look at the Heat. I see nobody that can really run the floor and be the general like Steve Nash can. And having now Dwight Howard and Ron Artest, they're two defensive players of the year, I think, in the NBA at times. So, I mean, it just makes the Lakers 10 times better, this trade does. And if I'm everybody in the NBA, I'm worried. And it's just big noise. I mean, I love the Lakers, watching them play. It was hard this year to watch them, you know, because I knew they couldn't go as far. But getting rid of Bynum and getting Howard was a steal, guys. I mean, it was just – I mean, they were thieves. That's what the Lakers are. They're thieves right now.
Well, especially since we did that again five years ago when we got Gasol. It is true. The Magic really did not get – I mean, they got a lot of players and picks, but, I mean, they didn't get a lot of quality back for what they gave away. It was a 14 deal, yes, but there were a lot of better deals. You know, Houston had a better deal, Atlanta had a better deal, but for whatever reason, I don't know who the Lakers pray to or how many souls they've given up. But for whatever reason, the Lakers, when they put their mind to it, they can get the players they want. They got Kobe, they got Shaq. They got Steve Nash for nothing. You know, they got Dwight Howard straight up exactly what he wanted. Keep Gasol, trade Bynum, and they threw Josh McRobertson, you know, as you know,
sweetener.
Yeah, with the extra million or two they had to make up the difference.
Wow. Couch Potato.
Well, I looked at the trade and I liked the names. And, you know, this deal gets done, but could you imagine if the Chris Paul deal got done earlier this year? I mean, the whole thing is just, you got a lot of names on this team now. And we got to also, this is a team that's going to have to put ego to the side because you got too many of them right there. You know, the starting five are all egomaniacs. And I'm not saying egomaniacs in a bad way, okay? There's just a lot of guys on this team who are known to be get me the ball. And whether it's Steve Nash, Kobe Bryant, or whether it is Dwight Howard, and even to a certain extent Paul Gasol at the same time. You got a lot of guys that have got a lot of experience that bring a lot to it, and it does. It flashes me back to the Karl Malone situation when they brought those guys in and it wasn't successful. However, my only question would be is there's got to be a certain type of coach for this type of team. I'm wondering, just, you know, kind of throw a little curveball in there, not a breaking ball. Do we see Phil Jackson?
Just a bit
back?
Outside.
Just a bit outside. Tried the corner and missed. Whether or not we get Phil Jackson back, because this is a guy that can handle those egos. And so I'm worried about coaching for the Lakers for a team like this. And I'm not, you know, so I don't know how, I mean, I like the impressive names on the team, but I just wonder how it's going to be a cohesive unit over there in L.A.
That is true that coaching is going to be a problem, or possibly could be a problem. Although they are talking about bringing in a new offense. What is it, the Harvard offense or the
So instead of the triangle, we're going to the hypotenuse offense?
No.
Or the Pythagorean offense?
The thing with this, though, is with Eddie Jordan, former Laker back in the 80s, I guess initiated this offense in college, and it is a very offensive-oriented offense. So, simplistic way to say it. But it does a lot of different things. It has run and gun style, slow it down. It also has a portion of the triangle offense, which of course the Lakers know like the back of their hand right now. And this was I guess this was made up by Eddie Jordan and has worked. And Kobe has asked for this offense, and evidently the Lakers and the coaching staff are looking into it and possibly hiring Eddie Jordan as an assistant coach to help initiate this offense. Kind of like what Tex Winter did for Phil Jackson back in the day when they initiated the triangle.
Well, Big Dog, I am very impressed that Kobe would ask for such a thing. But what about the rest of the players? These guys are here to play ball. You think in their old age they're going to be willing to learn another? Yeah, he can old dog new tricks. The point guard is a point guard. Steve Nash, he's going to be dishing it up for everyone. He's got so many weapons, and now he has to learn the Pythagorean hypotenuse theorem?
It is a Princeton offense.
Oh, Princeton. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I bow to Princeton, Big Dog. The Lakers, if they're going to be confused with another offensive scheme, you really think that they're going to go all the way in their first year?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. You heard it. Brian, are the Lakers all the way in there with the new hypotenuse Pythagorean theorem?
Well, I don't know about that kind of offense, but I think the Lakers are in if you keep everything the same. But I would like to see Phil Jackson come back in, and I wonder if he will, guys. I mean, this guy has more ego than anyone, and the fact that he can win a championship just by showing up, I think he'll try to save the day again, come in and try to take over like he did before.
What's the deal, Big Dog? Is Phil Jackson coming back?
No, Jackson's not coming back. Jackson's going to stay retired.
He's too busy boinking his hot girlfriend, as ugly as he is.
Is he really that hot?
Hey, for her age?
What the hell does that mean, for her age?
She's not 18. Okay, I'm just saying. I mean, he's Phil Jackson, for crying out loud.
Tim,
you know, he can't get the hot 18-year-old if he wants to.
Tim, he can get anyone that he wants to. Hey, Tim, give me a picture of whatever the girl's name is. Big Dog's already done so.
Jerry Buss's daughter.
Jerry Buss's daughter. Oh, that's not the image that I saw for her. She's a hottie.
Yes, and she also plays for Playboy.
I'm talking about, scorekeeper. I mean, and he's ugly and bald.
The only thing I have against her is that she dated Dennis Rodman for a while.
No, that is a problem.
That's all right. I don't think Phil Jackson cares. She's cute.
Everybody has to have a wild hair every once in a while, right?
I had no idea she was that cute. That's not the impression I had of her. Okay, the impression I had of her was a secretary that was in her 40s or 50s, a little bit on the overweight side.
Oh, no.
And the one that carries around a little notepad saying, "Yes, sir, I'm ready." And, you know, just a secretary.
No, she is
the secretary.
She, of course, is the daughter of Lakers owner Jerry Buss, and she is currently the executive vice president of business operations for the Lakers.
She's hot.
Yes, she is.
Wow. Way to go, Phil. What?
Nothing.
That's it?
Uh-huh.
Catch potato? Are you choking on it because an old man's boinking that?
Playboy 95.
She posed for Playboy 95? I don't even think Robbie was born back then.
It says that she also used to date John McEnroe.
Also dated John McEnroe? Oh, my God. Okay, well, whatever. All right, let's see. Tim says, even though he's only a... Okay, that's been for a little while now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and continue. We have a lot more sports to go on. Tim's on his way out. Tim, thank you. Yeah, the real working world is calling my name. Have a great weekend. Thanks, Tim. It's been enjoyable always. Thanks for being here.
Sell a lot of chips.
Sell a lot of them. Cherry Coke and Doritos. The blue package ones. Cool Ranch. Those are the best ones. Hey, Couch Potato, what are your best flavored potato chips? Okay, maybe not. Brian.
I like Dorito Nacho Cheese. That's my favorite.
Nacho cheese. Fair enough, fair enough.
To answer your question, Miss Buss is 50 years old.
She's hot for 50. Yeah, she's older than I am. Let's see, Tim says when the chips are down, they always call. Salt and vinegar are his. Wow, for a Canadian, that's kind of interesting.
As long as it's not vinegar and water.
What's vinegar and water?
A douche.
Oh, yeah, Brian answered. Okay, I didn't know. Sorry. I just give my wife the money. She takes care of business, all right? That's all there is to it. I didn't know that. Wow, Tim, you're getting slammed over here. Ladies and gentlemen, there was a lot of stuff that happened in baseball yesterday, and we'll go over the scores later, but I know the big dog has quite a bit more. Well, the big news is about the Padres, right? Looks like they were officially sold. Is it done?
It is almost a done deal. Peter O'Malley and Phil Mickelson are now owners of the, or within days will be owners of the Padres.
O'Malley is an owner of the Padres?
He is the heir to the Dodger throne, and now he's a usurper in San Diego. He not only was the heir to the Dodger throne, he had the Dodger throne for years and years and years.
And he sold it for $311 million.
Which at the time was the largest transaction in sports history.
But he gave up the Dodgers, Vero B.
He was old. He was old. He felt it was
he
time.
He won the football team.
And he
then you give it to him.
And he felt that baseball was no longer a family-run business anymore. It was too... corporate now, so, and he was one of the few that were still a family. And now he's back as a family. They bought, get this, they bought the Padres for around $800 million. And yes, the price was inflated due to the Dodger deal earlier this year, which of course was $2.1 billion, if I'm not mistaken.
$2.15 billion. Get it right, big dog.
Yeah. Of course, it says the purchase price apparently includes $200 million in upfront money the Padres received from Fox Sports San Diego in their $1.2 billion 30-year TV deal. Peter O'Malley's two sons, Kevin and Brian, and nephews Peter and Tom Seidler are also included in this purchase. And it says two of the four are expected to move to San Diego. Tom Seidler is president of the Class A Visalia Rawhide. It says after presiding, of course, what is baseball's oldest family dynasty, Peter O'Malley sold the Dodgers to Rupert Murdoch's Fox Group in 1998 for about $311 million.
Was that, big dog?
At the time, the most I ever paid for a U.S. sports franchise. It says under the O'Malley ownership, the Dodgers won 6 World Series, 13 National League Championships, and finished first or second in their division 33 times in 48 years. By comparison,
Fox got nothing.
The Padres have been to just 2 World Series, losing in 84 and?
88.
Very good.
No, wait, 98.
98, yes.
Yes. And they lost to Detroit and the Yankees, respectively. They lost 4-1 to Detroit.
and they lost 4-0 against the Yankees. Yes, they got swept.
So there's a new sheriff in town near the border.
Wow, there is a new sheriff. Wow. Brian, get your pennies, dude. I think we still have time. Oh, and Couch Potato. We should mortgage his palatial estate and see if we can buy. What's the suckiest team in baseball right now? Oh, the Royals.
Nah, they're not the suckiest. The Royals are. Well, they've been the suckiest for the last 20, but this year, you know, they're a little bit respectful this year, a little bit, a little bit.
Oh my God, a little respectful. Big dog coming up at the standings, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday, Cincinnati beat Chicago 10-8, Boston 3-2, Baltimore just beat up on the Reales of Kansas City 7-1, San Diego
they are.
Beat Pittsburgh 9-8 in a wonderfully exciting game. Philadelphia took it to St. Louis 3-1. Los Yankees killed Toronto 10-4. Atlanta shut out the Mets 4-0. Your Dodgers, behind Hensley, beat them 5-2. Miami, that is. Detroit took it to Texas 6-2. Houston edged Milwaukee 4-3. Which one? Houston? Yeah, but they were just sold. They were just sold.
That's not what you asked. You asked who is the worst team.
Fine. White Sox edged the Oakland Oh my God, where's the Terminator? 4-3. Tampa Bay doubled up on Minnesota 12-6. Washington put it to Arizona 9-1. Los Angeles edged the Mariners 6-5. And Colorado shut out San Francisco 3-0. Where are the standings, big dog?
The standings are in the National League. In the East, of course, you have the Nationals, shocking everyone, but they're the
That's right.
They're the best team in the National League, and followed by Atlanta, 4.5 behind, followed by the Mets, Philly, and Miami. In the Central, it is the Cincinnati Reds leading the way. Pittsburgh is 3.5 behind.
Well, they're 3.5. I thought they were 4.
No,
but
3.5. Followed by St. Louis, Milwaukee, the Cubs, and Houston. In the West, it is the Dodgers tied with the Giants now, both at 61-52.
It ain't so, big dog.
It is so. Followed by Arizona, 4 games back, and then San Diego and Colorado. In the American League, in the Central Division, it is the Chicago White Sox leading the way, with Detroit 1 game behind.
That's exciting for them.
Followed by the Indians, Minnesota, and Kansas City. In the West, it is still, no matter how hard Oakland's trying, no matter how hard the Angels are trying, the Texas Rangers are still finding a way to get it done. Second best team in the American League. The Rangers, like I said, are in first place, followed by Oakland, 5.5 back. The Angels are 6 games back, followed by Seattle. And, of course, in the East, with the second-best record in baseball, the best record in the American League, are the scorekeepers, 27-time world champion New York Yankees.
Yankees.
Followed by the Orioles, 5.5 back.
What?
Yes. Followed by Tampa Bay, Boston, and Toronto.
Bye-bye, Boston. Bye-bye. Brian, what the hell, man? I know every year is different in baseball, but what's up with the Braves? Are they going to be able to do it, or is it done?
Well, I think after last year, one of the biggest collapses with Boston last year. I think the Braves might have a little left to make a run, but, hey, the Nationals are surprising everyone with the consistency. You know, they're the best team in the National League, but I think the National League's wide open. Whoever makes the wild card, whoever – you know, wins the division doesn't matter. I think the Braves have a good shot to make the World Series because the National League is so weak now.
And it is so weak with the sell-off by the Philadelphia Phillies. Can you imagine that? They're keeping their pitching, but other than that, it is gone. The team has gotten rid of some significant players over the last few years.
They don't have a choice, scorekeeper. They got $60 million. They got at least $60 to $80 million invested in their starting pitching. Never mind a $20 million to Ryan Howard. They don't have a choice if they're going to sell off anybody. No one's going to take on those contracts, regardless how good they are. I think.
Well, that remains to be seen. Go ahead, Big Dog.
In the wild card, right now in the National League, Atlanta and Pittsburgh are the two wild cards.
Whoa, wait a minute, hold on. Wait, did we just have a temporal incursion? Did we go back to 1988 or something? Or 1986?
It was 91, I believe.
Oh, that's right, 1991, and Barry Bonds was still on that team, ladies and gentlemen.
The skinny Barry Bonds or the one that,
The skinny one, before the HGH.
Before he got his new nickname.
And Big Dog, what is his new nickname?
Big Head Little Balls.
Oh, my goodness. Do not ever use his nickname again. Well, actually, that is correct. Big Head Little Balls. And how do we know this?
Funny.
His wife and his girlfriend, they both said, yes, it'd be true, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but
guys,
how many
guys,
million?
Your head doesn't grow 3-4 inches when you're an adult, by the way. I mean,
at least that's the one on your shoulders.
Exactly.
That's where I was going, Big Dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have no beep option here. By the time you hear this. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Damn. By the time you hear this, you will know how cruddy we are. I couldn't think of anything. How crude we are. Oh, well, that was the verb for crude. Or that was the progressive past tense, cruddy.
Hey, by the way, I just posted up a link in the chat room. It's a picture of Barry Bonds that was taken 4 months ago.
Oh, yes, I saw that picture. I could not believe who the hell it was.
It was Barry Bonds.
Who the hell is that guy?
It was the Pittsburgh Pirates Barry Bonds. See, I think there's an imposter. I don't know, because that looks nothing like that, and that was taken 4 months ago.
Guys, Barry Bonds is still my favorite player of all time, though. I love Barry Bonds. I've always, even with the juice, I loved him watching those home runs. So I've always been a huge Barry Bonds fan.
Big Head Little Balls, but as many millions that he has, I think I'd take the Big Head and Little Balls, because he's got a lot of money, so it doesn't matter really how big it is. He can always pay for it.
Oh, I don't know if he has a lot of money. Those attorneys cost a lot of money, and his wife and girlfriend cost a lot, too. I don't know, man.
He's got to have some stash away. I mean,
he has a million.
That a lot about everybody, and then next thing you know, we hear that they're
You're right about that, Big Dog. That's a very valid.
I mean, he was a Hall of Famer before all of that. If he would have just stayed, the Barry Bonds like in '91 and went through, he'd have been a Hall of Famer. I think he got jealous of Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa getting all the attention.
It might have been part of it. But I think what it was that he saw all his numbers were going to start declining as the competition got better, and I think he saw a way out or a way to even up the odds, and he went with it, but I think he went way over the top. But, that's neither here nor there. We'll see if he makes it. Speaking of that, since we are talking about Big Head Little Balls,
again,
he was asked.
We're supposed to put the disclaimer when we talk about Big Head Little Balls.
Well, yes, especially with what he said, because he asked.
Oh, come on now, that ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit.
That is true. They asked Barry Bonds himself, "Do you believe you belong in the Hall?" And he said, of course, equivocally, without a doubt, "I belong in the Hall of Fame." He said, "Now whether you guys vote me in or not, that's a whole other story." He said, "If you vote me in, fine, that's great. If you don't vote me in, that's fine, that's great." So he knows that he's got a ways to go before, or even if, he's going to get in. And I thought it was very, very funny that Rafael Palmeiro, of course, Mr. wagging his finger that he never took steroids, of course, came out and said that Clemens and Bonds do belong in the Hall of Fame.
That's because he ain't going to get in unless they get in, and they're going to get in before him.
Probably.
If it happens.
So, I don't know. We'll see. The end of this year, I believe it's November. Is that when the ballots come out, scorekeeper?
As a matter of fact, it is either November or December, and the decision will be done in early January, I believe.
Yes, and he will be on the ballot. It has been 5 years since he retired, so this ballot will be his first ballot. I'm pretty sure he'll be on the ballot. Anybody that's been retired for 5 years automatically goes in the ballot, scorekeeper?
Automatically. The minute they say they're retired, then they're eligible.
Well, the minute the paperwork gets put in. So.
Oh, that's correct. Because
we've heard people say we're retired.
That's right. Hey, so we're eligible.
Hey, I know. When I'm going to tell you, I know like precisely when the steroids players will be put into the Hall of Fame. I know precisely.
Right after Pete Rose goes in?
No, well, that's something to think about. But when you go to down to the city planner there where the Hall of Fame is, and you see construction plans down at City Hall where they're building new branch off of the hall for the steroid era. So you got to look for construction blueprints and stuff like that with the city. When you get that, when you first see that, and figure out how long it'll take to build that, you know, hall off of, you know, the little hall off the branch, that's when you'll know steroid guys will be getting in.
Yeah, you know what? And, of course, you know, when they do build that extension onto the hall, you know, the opening is going to be so much larger because of their big heads.
Yes.
To get through the door. So, So yeah, you're right.
That's. I'm going to tell you, there are some names that are sickening that are not on the Hall of Fame ballot, and the best thing for those are that were not, you know, in the Hall of Fame, okay? And the best thing that could ever happen to them was steroids if they were going to get into the Hall of Fame. Pretty soon Steve Garvey's going to get there, okay? There's some other names out there, obviously, but Steve Garvey was one of my favorite players, so I kind of hope that he is a beneficiary of
this. This is why I love Couch Potato. We think so much alike.
All right, hold on.
All right. Obviously, since you guys are having an on-air love affair, I have to go to Brian since I'm alone over here. Sorry, Brian, you're stuck with me. But
I got the better.
Well, we're going to find out right now. I'm going to make a pass at Brian on air right now. Brian, Steve Garvey, should he be in the Hall of Fame or not? Because you can obviously tell the big dog and Couch Potato want Steve Garvey in the Hall of Fame.
Who in the hell is Steve Garvey?
I love you!
Man, did he just pucker up to put one place right on?
No, he didn't pucker up. It's just he knows, or I should say, I think he knew where I was going with it. He's just a team player, man. That's a team player. He knows who Steve Garvey is. That was a great line. Who the hell is Steve Garvey?
Who the hell is Steve Garvey? I was going to say, you must not be over 20.
That was great. That wasn't puckering up. That's common sense, baby. Oh, my God. Steve Garvey. Big Dog, why don't you go get his numbers, and we'll go ahead and discuss it right now. No, but never with Brian. Did you swear right now?
No, I said fine.
Yeah. Hey, Robot, how you doing with that defibrillator? How's your heart going right now?
Yeah. You know if he's PO'd when that thing starts beeping really fast.
As long as we don't talk about the 80... No, the
Here we go.
As long as we don't talk about the 78 World Series and Reggie Jackson's ass, we're fine.
Okay, you ready for it? Here it is, okay? Career batting average, Steve Garvey, .294. 10-time All-Star, 74, 75, 76, 7, 8, 9, 80, 81, 84, and 85. And the reason why he wasn't in 83, he did have an injury, okay? World Series champion, 81, 4-time Gold Glove. Gold Glove, and National League MVP in 74, two-time All-Star MVP, two times National League Championship MVP, 78 and 84, and then he's got a bunch of rewards awards and stuff like that. So, you know, the hits, 2005-99, RBIs, 1308, home runs, 272.
And that's the number. A little bit of trivia.
That,
in 1983,
that right
Steve
there is the number that's not. That's the number right there that is not getting him in the hall. In reality,
which one is that? The RBIs,
the home runs, 272.
Well, yeah. Now a little bit of trivia. In 1983, when he was hurt, do you remember
how he hurt himself,
yes,
and how many games into the season. Hey, it can't be that easy. Go ahead.
Yes, the dummy, because he never learned how to damn slide.
And which,
yes,
which thumb was it?
It was his thumb.
It was his thumb, and
yeah,
it was exactly 100 games into the season. So,
and the funny thing was, I don't know, because I, of course, was a Steve Garvey fan, so I was watching,
yes,
the game.
Was?
Well, he's no longer playing. So I was watching the game as he slid very awkwardly into home plate. As they tagged him out, he sat there, and you could see his... It was so disgusting. You could see his thumb was, like, facing east to west.
Yeah, it was weird.
South,
I remember.
And he literally
that.
Pulled it out, popped it back in, and got up and walked away. This thumb was like that.
So he was an Iron
crazy.
Man?
Yeah.
And then he went into the game, and he finished that game.
What? He finished that game?
Mm-hmm.
Did we just catch the couch potato? Oh, he loves to slam me, even though he hasn't done it in about 2 years. I think I'm going to go for the kill on this one, couch potato.
You've been slammed by couch potato? Was this like in Vegas?
I knew he was going there. As soon as he said it. I knew
Was that the time?
You know, I'm so envious of Brian. You notice he's in the background saying, oh, God, don't come to me. Please don't come to me. Please don't come to me.
Was that the time that he mixed up the rooms and that you disappeared for a couple hours?
Brian, did you hear that crap? Cash Potato
what?
Did us the great favor of reserving the rooms for us in the hotel when we were going to do our program, the last one.
He has since told you why.
The insensitive prick.
No, he did not. He says he did not know I was going on the trip. He thought it was just you.
Yeah,
is that what he said?
Is that what he said?
He didn't know
that he was not going to be able to go.
When have I gone alone, Couch Potato? Even when the big dog didn't go, I took my two little minions with me.
No offense against your minions, but I didn't even know who the hell they were at that time.
Oh, no, and you probably will never know who they are again because they just probably won't go. It was so funny. When we were at the plaza, I stayed there, and I couldn't get a second room, so it was one room, two beds. And there's three guys, and I said, oh, hell no, I'm not sharing. I paid. You pricks are staying together. And needless to say, Mike and I were horrified, that at one point, Fred got up, and he walked around in his underwear. We were like, ah! God, we were horrified.
Yeah, at least he's wearing underwear.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Now, here's one thing that if you don't know, Steve Garvey's broke, and that's one of the saddest.
He's
things
broke.
About, oh yeah, he's broke.
But he was in the group to buy the Dodgers.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
He cheated on his wife a lot.
I don't think he was. He might have been in the group, but I don't think he had any money. I mean, this guy. I mean, right now, I mean, he works with a nonprofit organization to help the major leaguers and the Negro League players get financial help. He's part of that, but no, he's broke.
You know what? You are right. I'm looking at this right now. It says Garvey, who made over $10 million in his career, only to go broke afterwards, currently serves as a member of the board of the baseball assistance team.
Yeah,
a 501 nonprofit organization dedicated to helping former Major League, Minor League, and Negro League players through financial and medical hardships.
There you go. Yeah,
well,
I knew he was doing something with that.
Guys, he cheated on his wife several times, I think. That's probably why he's broke.
No. Remember, it was Cindy Garvey cheated on him with that on-air TV personality guy. I can't remember who it was. But anyways,
I don't care about Garvey.
Did Tommy Lasorda have a love affair with him? I mean, Tommy Lasorda loved Steve Garvey.
Yes, because he saved all those errors that Ron Sace, Davey Lopes,
yeah,
and Bill Russell were
yes,
had he
yes,
not had that gold glove of his.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Big Tommy was a big proponent of Steve Garvey. Now, let's be honest, okay? You look at the numbers, and you go, gosh, he's borderline if he's even in the Hall of Fame. And I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. But I'm going to tell you right now, during the time that Steve Garvey played, 10-time All-Star. I mean, this guy was the cat's meow during that time.
You're not looking at scorekeeper. He's rolling his eyes. He's shaking his head. He's looking away in disbelief.
but let's be honest. During that time, I don't know of any more popular player during the time on the Dodgers. Okay, I mean, I Ron say, you know, he was just known to be short and have a big butt and the worst arm, you know, to throw to Garvey. I just don't think of very many popular guys on that Dodger team, more popular or even, for that matter, a better player at that time on the Dodgers.
Scorekeeper, since you were a diehard Dodger fan at the time.
Say who?
At the time.
Hey, I don't bring up your past.
You were a Dodger fan
every year. The married couples bringing up the married couples bringing up the ex-girlfriends now.
I am more of a statistician than you are.
By far.
Really? Wow.
Who got slammed right now, Couch Potato?
Do you feel that Garvey, at the time of that late 70s, early 80s, was he the best player on the team? I mean, no.
Of the Dodgers?
Yeah.
Best player on the team?
That's what Couch is saying.
Oh, well, I was ignoring him because he was talking about Garvey.
No, but I mean, all kidding aside, I mean, you know what I was thinking is maybe Baker?
I love that.
Garvey was the best player on that team.
At the time.
Brian, you know we're talking about the 70s. I think you may know just by the numbers and the way the team was. Was Garvey the best guy on that team from the 70s through the early 80s?
I can't really say, honestly. I watched it in the 80s, but by then I didn't know. I couldn't really tell who was the best on the team or really paid that much attention to it. So.
They sucked.
I would say Garvey was either Garvey or Baker.
Yeah, definitely Baker.
Because Garvey led the league and led the Dodgers, not the league, I'm sorry, led the Dodgers every year in home runs. He always led the Dodgers in homers. And his whole thing was with the Dodgers when he would do his 3-2-1, which was 300 batting average, 200 hits, 100 RBIs. He did it almost every year for...
Steve Garvey was the best player on that team.
Yeah. I mean, I think I can say that. I mean, that's an honest, I think. Stats-wise, of course, popularity-wise, he was the Dodger.
Yeah, well, the girls loved him.
Yeah. And boy, we found out
he
how
was
much
not,
he loved
he, oh, he had a nickname. What was his nickname?
He had several nicknames. He had Senator was his most popular one because everybody knew he had political aspirations. But
no, he had a nickname before the affairs and everything.
Well, after his affairs, they started calling him Washington. Because they thought after George Washington, because they thought he was trying to father the country again. I remember that. I mean, I'm a Garvey fan, but come on. He married one who was pregnant while the second girlfriend was like 6 months pregnant, while the third girlfriend was 8 months pregnant, all at the same time.
Yeah, and speaking of such, we are pregnant in the queue. I do apologize. We're having a great conversation. We have several callers. And the 612 heard a beep. That means you're in. Caller, let us know who you are and where you hail from. You are listening to Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing? Cowboy, I'm live in New York, but I'm outside of Dakota. How you guys doing?
Doing very well, Cowboy. Was listening to you over the last few days, man. We're doing well over here. What's going on, man? You're live in New York. What's up?
Not much. Hanging out with you by Dakota.
Hanging I hear you. Couch Potato, Cowpote, will you please repeat your line yesterday about the prophylactic? I just loved it, dude. Just loved it.
The spend condom, I was always saying the quitter panel, but I always say when it comes to safe sex, you want to give them a thrill, you get on the pill. You want to take a trench in the cherry pass, put on a trench coat.
It was funny yesterday, and obviously you had me laughing, man.
Well, I appreciate what we're talking about. You know, suspend condoms of a lot of things, but also sitting in a puke here. But anywho, we were talking about, you know, the punk down in San Francisco, which is the Randy Moss, and the parasite in Seattle, which is Randy Moss. And you have a choice for either one. I don't think the punk, you can educate a punk, you can't educate a parasite. And I still think Plex should be picked up by my boy, the Cowboys, and Nancy Boy can it was given to the Toby side to the wife being the mommy beater. So I'd love to be able to see. I take the punk down in Moss, I think, wants to win a ring. The parasite needs the money to pay for his children because a year from now, when they unfortunately go horrible down out there in Seattle, the parasite will be out because he's going to infect. You know, he did with the city bully shove. Oh, you back there in San Francisco, my global Cowboys. Well, these games have been horrible. So I'll beat the punk down. So you can educate a punk, you can't educate a parasite. So Terrell's there for the money. I think Randy Moss, living in Minnesota, I sure hear him play what I want to play. But I think Randy Moss wants a ring, and he wants to have him some legitimacy because of the way he's been. Where Randy Moss, I mean, if you were Terrell Owens, I mean, would you go to Seattle? No, you go in there for the money. You would go to Green Bay. You would go to San Francisco. You would go to teams that are on top of the Heat to win your ring and play for the minimum. The Cheetah of Seattle is making a major, major reach, and I think he's trying to hang on to his job. I would go if he's going to go anybody. Plex, convicted felon, let his lawyer keep his guns at home and stay out of trouble. And I think Jerry Jones, no general manager, has got to play the fantasy football role. You go get Plex, and because Brian has been an absolute waste and embarrassment. The guy is a spent condom, and I think you got to give Nancy Boy number 9 someone to throw to that can handle the ball and has great, great golden hands that the punk does down in San Francisco. So that's, you know, my conversation. There's a lot of the cripple in Denver. We'll see how long he goes. He could be retired. You know, I'll retire from the National Football League. I'm sorry. And John Elway is selling burgers over at Burger King.
Ladies and gentlemen, no one like Cal Pote, who can deliver so much information in under a minute. We'll say 2 minutes on this one. We have switched to football real quick. Guys, I know we discussed it last week about Terrell Owens going up there. Couch Potato, you and I are now free to discuss Terrell Owens, are we not?
Yeah, well, yes. I put an article out there. Maybe I didn't. That's still in my archive because it does. But no, I'm going to tell you. This trade happened one day after we did our preview over on That Being Said on last Sunday morning regarding the NFC West. It still doesn't change my prediction, but Terrell Owens becomes the number one wide receiver on that football team because there's just nobody there. I'm not saying that that's a good thing or it's going to help. It just depends, you know, if he has a different attitude than he had down here in Allen when he played for the IFL, because his heart wasn't in it, and that's obvious. And I agree with Cowpoke. But in a little defense of Terrell Owens, this is probably the only real offer he got from anybody to go play for their football team. So he pretty much had to go there because he's looking at this year and possibly next year as being his final two, and he's got to get some money in, I mean, for those four kids and everything else. But, you know, it's kind of funny. I think it's interesting. You know, Terrell Owens is in the news all the time about, you know, now because of, you know, child support and everything. But what about, you know, was it Sean Kemp that has 10 kids? But we're not hearing a lot about him. I don't know what his situation is with, you know, taking care and paying for his kids. I don't know.
Well, as a matter of fact, you heard Brian in the background say yes. Brian, what's the deal with him? He had 10 kids or was it 11?
T.O.?
No, Kemp. Sean Kemp has... You know, this guy was known as the, you know, the broken prophylactic in the NBA.
Yeah. Well, he's not in right now. You're not talking about. You're talking about Terrell. That's why Terrell is the in man right now. And he was on Oprah Winbeg and talking about it with Miss Magoo. So, you know, and that's the problem right now.
As a matter of fact, Brian, as far as Terrell Owens, he went for the money. There's nothing else. I know Couch Potato and I were privileged, dare I say, privileged to follow him in the IFL. And there were times that he was just outmatching the competition. And then there were times that he was just lollygagging to take the
lollygagging. I love that.
Yeah, he was just lollygagging Old Durham. And it was bad because he outclassed everyone. They were putting two defenders on him at time. And then near the very end, they weren't putting anyone on him because he wasn't playing anymore.
He just wasn't a factor.
And now he's up there. He is going to be the number one for Seattle. Brian, is he going to make a difference? And I'm going to head back over to Cowpoke in a moment. Is Seattle going to be any better or what? I mean, what are we looking at? What's your hope for Seattle?
Well, I think if he plays, you know, the way he can play, I mean, the guy's in great shape.
physically, and if just he keeps his mouth shut, he'll really help Seattle, you know, make that next step, I think. But that's the big part. Can he do that? I don't think he can, so.
Well, it's interesting. I think he can keep his mouth shut now because he did that in Buffalo, and he actually did that in Allen, Texas. He just didn't show up, didn't do anything, and he kept his mouth shut. Cowpote, are the the Mariners are the Mariners going to be any better with Terrell Owens? Oh, I'm sorry. I think we lost Cowpote. I do apologize. Okay, I just didn't realize we'd lost him. But all right, if he does come back and join us, we'll go ahead and go to it. But ladies and gentlemen, we did go on over to football for just a little bit. Coffee's in the chat room, and he's already talking up a storm. Paul Allen is insane and likes to waste money, and of course, Kemp has 10 kids with 9 women. Yes, that's right. That was the thing with Sean Kemp, right?
Yeah.
He just had so many kids with so many women.
And then the strike happened back in when it happened, and then he got fat.
Oh, he got fat?
Big time. Mm-hmm. He was Rain Man because he would jump so high, and after the
did you call him Rain Man?
That was his nickname because he jumped so high he brought rain.
Yeah. Not
Rain Man because he's stupid.
Well, apparently.
That was before the movie came out.
I had no response to that. Did you see what the Big Dog... If you guys could have seen this on TV or on a camera, the look I was giving Big Dog when he called him Rain Man, I'm like, why'd he call him Rain Man? He says, because he could jump so high, not because he was stupid. That was an insight into the relationship between the Big Dog and the scorekeeper.
he probably had the physique... That you, I guess you can compare maybe to Kevin Garnett, that type of lean.
No, I don't pay attention to those body types, dude. That's not my thing.
You've seen Kevin Garnett before.
Watch it.
After the strike, he came back and he looked like
me?
Like Shaq when he got fat.
Shaq was always fat.
Well, he was fit before. He was
fit.
Yeah.
Is that what you call fit?
When he was with the Lakers,
fit
I
for him, man. Fit for him because I'm not a lover of Shaquille O'Neal, but the guy had some extra weight, no question. But really, he was a rock, dude.
Oh God, here we go. Now we're talking about rocks. Oh God, Brian, save me, please. These guys love Steve Garvey. I can't handle this twosome right here.
I'm gonna change subjects in NFL.
Thank God.
I need your opinion on something. You know, I bashed RG3 since he was in college and came out, but you know, he actually looked good in his. I know it's preseason, but he looked good in his first preseason game. Did you get to see him?
As a matter of fact, I did record the game. Griffin.
Oh, yes.
They're talking about Griffin. As a matter of fact, yeah, he did. I'm gonna watch the entire game again. I did record it. Look. I think he's going to do much better than the deputy is over in, Indianapolis. He is the deputy. You had the sheriff, now it's the deputy. Or, well, as some people say, he's the marshal. I'm like, whatever. He's the deputy right now. I'm really expecting this kid to do very well. He's not going to do anywhere close to what Cam Newton did, but there's two different styles of quarterbacks here. I think Griffin is going to be the better quarterback sooner. Because I don't think Newton has anyone around him for a while. Griffin, just the little I saw yesterday, that was his first game? That's what I kept saying to myself. Tell me, man, what was your opinion on it? He looks good for his first game, man.
Yeah, he did. The game looked slow to him, and that's what surprised me. And a lot of people said the same about Cam Newton. He couldn't, you know, he wouldn't be a good NFL quarterback. And I'm saying the same thing about RG3. So I think he might prove us all wrong. But again, it's preseason, though. So people are not going full speed. But still, I looked at another quarterback from Baltimore. He played at Virginia Tech. I'm trying to think of his name. Is it Tyrod Taylor? He looked good, actually throwing the ball. So these rookie quarterbacks are not too bad.
No, they're not. And what... Look, Brian, you have a valid point. They're not playing up to full speed, but here's the thing. The quarterbacks aren't playing up to full speed, too, and these guys look way and above everyone. And that's the thing. You would think that they would be on the same level as everyone else, and they're not. RG3, Mr. Griffin, he's playing way above everyone. And that leads me to believe that he's going to be a decent guy. Big dog.
I was going to say, I mean, yeah, he looked good, but don't forget, it was only 6 passes. It wasn't like he played a long time.
Aww.
These are his numbers.
Rain Man.
These are his numbers. 4 of 6. That's all it was. 6 passes. He was 4 of 6, which is great. 70 yards with an average of 11.7. And 1 touchdown.
Go ahead, Couch Potato. Go ahead, be Rain Man 2.
Oh, I'm going to be honest here. I haven't watched one game preseason of football at all. I haven't watched.
Couch Potato. I'm
going to tell you, normally, if this was last year, I would have my nose in preseason football. But with the IFL and the indoor football game, I've had my mind off of the NFL and into something that's really interesting that my craving, you know, my nicotine patch, you know, worked very well, that I didn't have to watch preseason game to and get it. And I'll probably start watching in about a week or so, because really when you think about game number one and game number two, okay, as far as preseason are concerned, they're worthless. I mean, really, you're going to see guys out there that are not going to be on this football team, any one given football team. So it really doesn't do any good until – and then when, by the time – preseason game number 3 goes around, you'll see most of the starters play a full half of a game. That's when I'm going to start getting interested in, because you'll see more of who's going to be on the team and who'll be playing more. And I just don't want to waste my time with a guy that is, you know, an unsigned draft pick that is not going to be on the team. I want to wait until I see the starters.
Hey, Big Dog, would you please check our internet connection? Because I think for the last 2 minutes, all I heard was white noise. I'm going to have to check our internet.
Is that because you're saying Couch is talking because he's white?
Oh, well, maybe.
Hey, are you being racist again over there? I cannot believe it.
Ow! What the hell? Oh, my God. The Big Dog poked me on Facebook.
By the way, just to throw a couple of names out, are you ready?
Go ahead, white man.
All right, the white man is saying Dave Stewart, Fernando Valenzuela, Steve Yeager, okay, Bill Russell, another Pedro Guerrero, and Rick Monday.
What, the Dodgers Hall of Fame?
No, well, I'm just saying those are some of the names that kind of stood out to me after I started looking up who was on there that Garvey played with at the same time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, check our internet connection again. I hear all this noise. He might have been for a short while. Yeah, he might have been for a little bit. Yeah, he might have been on there. Brian, how's your connection? Do you hear us coming in clearly? Are you okay, dude? Everyone in the chat room, I need a sound check, please, because all this...
I'm good.
Yeah, okay. That's good. Hey, Coffee's not commenting, so I don't think he hears anything either.
He might
be
bored.
I do remember those with Baker on the team, the way they used to throw gum. I don't know if you used to. I remember at the game, because he had a thing about he didn't use tobacco. He chewed bubble gum.
And they threw gum at him?
In between innings, you know, when he's playing, you know, catch back and forth, the fans would throw gum at him, packages of gum, and he would collect it in his hat and hand it to the ball boy.
Yeah. Yes.
To hold it for him till after he got it. He'd always tip his hat to everybody.
They would give him gum.
And they would toss him more gum.
I did not know. I really did not
that's
know.
That's where Big League Chew, the bubble gum, that's when it became popular after that whole thing.
I had no idea. Wow. And I'm the scorekeeper.
And now he's...
Yeah, I must be a hell of a Dodger man.
Now he's helming the Reds, doing a very good job.
Oh, shit.
You don't believe he's a good manager?
No, you said right now helming the Reds. They're a bunch of commies.
Okay, but do you feel Dusty Baker is a good manager? That's what I was alluding to.
Oh. Why? This is a sports program. Why are we wasting time with such inanities?
Because it's sports. It's a sports manager.
Who gives a damn who's the best other than the Yankees? I mean, come on.
Do you believe he's a good manager?
Oh, God. Couch Potato, is he a good manager? And then we're going to go to Brian.
Oh, of course he's a good manager. I mean, all seriousness. I mean, look at the teams that he has managed.
Oh,
look at the success he had. I think he is a good manager.
Brian?
Yeah, I agree. Very good manager.
No help there whatsoever. Of course not.
When someone's a good manager, you got to admit it. I mean, geez.
Why do I have to admit it? He's with the Reds. So. You know the Reds are a bunch of freaks out there in Cincinnati? You know when I'm bored or feeling down, I go to the Red website and just screw with them. I mean, they're so fun.
You go to Bleacher Report.
Well, same difference. Bleacher Report.
I had a friend go, oh, did you read this article?
I haven't done my Bleacher Report game. Go ahead.
He's like, hey, did you read this article about, I forgot what it was. And I went to it.
Oh,
I was
coffee's awake.
So I went to it and I went, oh, don't believe half the crap that's on there. It's from Bleacher Report.
Yeah, here we go. I'm going to be checking my email in a moment. Coffee's awake all of a sudden.
Did you see what he said, though?
It's part of it. In what world?
He says, in what world are the Yankees the best? The Nats and the Reds have a better record, and at least half a dozen teams have more talent. Yankees' big move was getting a bat they didn't need. That all may be true right there this year, Coffee, but who's got more championships?
Yeah, and, you know, it's an easy cop-out because I believe what's going on today. He is 100% right, Coffee. Now, why don't you go get some coffee right now and stick some salt in there, as the Navy does, all right? Go get yourself a real cup of Joe right now and see how that tastes.
Well, don't forget.
I'll take my Yankees over everyone and anyone else because they're always going to spend the money to win. As stupid as they are, it is a lot easier having a big checkbook than being the Oakland Athletics.
Kind of like the Lakers, huh?
Kind of like the Lakers, yeah.
Because now they are beyond the luxury tax threshold, and they're already way
and
over.
And they don't
it,
care.
And they're way over it now with Dwight Howard.
Hey, by the way, Coffee, you care about the Lakers now? Hey, huh?
No,
what's up?
He says basketball. He'll never like basketball.
Well, that's why. All right. Well, anyway, guys, we've got about 30 minutes left.
As he says, only hockey is the only sport.
Yeah, but he knows all about all the other sports, surprisingly. Brian, we've got 30 minutes left on this program. Anything you want to bring to the fore right now? Otherwise, I know the big dog still has a lot of news.
Because nobody has wasted nearly as much money with as little results as the Yankees.
Yeah, okay. Well, again, I'll take it. Yeah, no team has even come close to them in the last 20 years, so that's okay. Not even the Phillies. Not even the Rangers. No one. Go ahead, Brian.
I'm good. Listen, I'm going to hear Big Dog share his news with us.
Oh. He wants to hear you share your news with us. Hey, so how's your defibrillator, dude?
Doing fine.
Is it pumping you up?
No, I told you. This is only if my heart stops, then
well, I thought that was a fair question, then.
And then you get to freak out. You get to be flopping on the floor.
He'll be flopping like on the floor? Like what, a trout or a salmon?
No, that's a rap song.
I'm sorry, what was that, Couch Potato?
That's a rap song.
What's a flat rap song?
Flapping on the floor and something like that.
I wouldn't know.
It's a rap song.
Anything you want to talk about Couch Potato in the last 30 minutes? Because Big Dog's really rolling his eyes now. He is unhappy.
No. Yeah, let's get to the news. We for the last 3 weeks, Big Dog has been doing all the research but not being able to inform us with his knowledge.
That is so true, ladies and gentlemen. The Big Dog is the only one that's been doing the research lately because I'm depressed. Go ahead, Big Dog.
Why are you depressed?
I'm depressed because I love life so much, and life doesn't love me back.
Well, here's this first one. You're going to be bear listen instead of going back on the computer.
Here we go.
Jim Leland, of course, has been talking to the media, and the Detroit Tigers manager says that Miguel Cabrera, not Mike Trout, should be MVP for the year.
Are we of the same mind? Oh, my God.
He says that Cabrera is having a better year. He said, even though Trout, who barely turned 21 on Tuesday, who is batting .345 with 20 homers and 60 RBIs, of course, for the Angels, but he says that Cabrera is leading the American League with 87 runs, 36 stolen bases, a .323 average with 29 homers and 95 RBIs, which is the most in the majors. What is your reaction to that one?
Well, you know that I have felt that he has been the MVP for several years running now, based on the numbers that he does. And when it really doesn't matter to me where they place when you talk. Oh, yes, Big Dog.
No,
I'm sorry.
Actually, no, I had a question.
Allow me to stop everything.
Is Trout still considered a rookie?
Trout?
Yes.
I don't know how many at bats he's had, but they're.
That's what I was going to ask you. What is the...
It's about 120-some at-bats.
And then you're no longer a...
Yeah. Once
I think that's all I hear, that he's a rookie. So, I mean,
I guess all you got to do is decide whether or not, what you're going to believe, what everything's written and what's said, or go by the strict rules of what baseball is, like scorekeeper does.
What the hell?
No, that was a positive statement.
That was a positive statement. Okay, fine.
Yeah,
well,
I like the fact that you're a stickler for the rules. That's one of the reasons why I like you.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you heard on air was not what you think. Okay?
It was love for the scorekeeper, which he doesn't get much. I had to give you some love.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay.
Here we go.
In last year, he appeared in 40 games, had 123 at bats. With a,
I think I may have heard something about this. Yeah.
With a 220, with a 220 average only. Oh, would he be considered a rookie? Or
I forget what the number is. We can look that one up right now. Whatever the rule, it's very close. That is very close to the number. Ooh, he may no longer be a rookie. Why? Why'd you ask that question?
Because I mean, if he is a rookie, to me, he's a shoo-in for rookie of the year. My question was, you know, first of all, in your opinion, Cabrera or Trout? I mean, who's your MVP?
Oh, well, okay, I'm not done yet. It's August. I mean, this is like
okay,
the girl asking you, hey, babe, which is your favorite one? I'm not done yet.
The season ends right now. Who's your MVP?
The season ends right now?
Right now. The season
I haven't
ends
looked
tomorrow.
At the numbers. It's not September yet.
I gave you the numbers.
Big dogs are
I
making
gave you
beat.
The numbers. You were listening. That's a different story.
You're a dick.
Trout is batting .345, 20 homers and 60 RBIs. Cabrera is a .323 average, 29 home runs and 95 RBIs.
Okay, on those numbers alone, Cabrera hands down. Cabrera hands down. But there's a lot of other things to look at. How many game-winning hits? Yes, I still follow game-winning RBIs. I love that stat. And there's some other things. Runners on base, how many they've left on base. Just because you have a lot of RBIs doesn't mean anything. It means that, you're just good at putting runs in. But how many do you leave on base? That's why Adam Dunn is the suckiest home run hitter in baseball history. He has 31 home runs. How many RBIs does he have? Like 50? Come on. He leaves 800 million guys on base. That's not good. That sucks.
That's how you really feel.
Cash Potato, where's your line? Tell us how you really feel, scorekeeper.
Yeah, tell us how you really feel.
Yeah. All right, well, while this information comes... Oh, Cabrera should be MVP. David Ortiz should be ahead of Trout, too. Oh, there we go. Okay, Coffee says, I believe to qualify as a rookie, you have to have less than 150 at-bats going into the season. That's 150 at-bats. That is at-bats and walks. Yeah.
And
watch. Yeah. Well, okay, I'm not sure if it's minimum plate appearances, but okay, we'll look at that right now. That's good, Coffee. That's pretty close. Wow, Coffee and I are actually going to agree.
Okay.
Holy.
Must be the end of the world.
That, I was going to say, there must be a big ball coming towards the earth.
And where's his walks?
How many walks does he have?
I'm looking for it.
Waka, waka, waka.
You're wasting time. How many is it? Come on.
Oh, only nine.
Nine. Okay, well.
So that's 131 total.
131. Hey, I've deleted most of my emails from Bleacher Report.
So based on that, I guess if it is 150 or less, he would just come under.
Okay.
By 20 at that.
So he's rookie of the year as of right now.
Yeah, I think that's hands down.
Yeah. Clearly better than the great white hope number two from the Washington Nationals. You all know who the great white hope is, right?
Well, that's National League, though.
Yeah, I know, but everyone was saying that Bryce Harper is so good. Who's better, Harper or Trout? It's Trout! But I couldn't believe that they were talking about that in the All-Star game. I flipped out during the All-Star game when people said, who's better? You morons! Jesus. That's like asking me what...
Okay, Coffee says Trout barely qualifies as a rookie. 130 at-bats is the number. And he had 123.
Okay, so he is not a rookie.
No,
he is
now. He's still a rookie.
Yeah, he's still a rookie.
So he made it by 7 at-bats.
Hey.
Yes.
Congratulations.
So.
I guess this will give us some fodder to talk about. Uh-oh. Brian just added a photo on Facebook. What are you doing, Brian?
Oh, nothing much, man. Just sharing the pick with you guys. Miami Dolphins head coach now.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check it out. Because I get all these little messages directly to my phone.
It is.
That's why I say, what are you guys doing? What are you screwing around?
It is Ryan Tannehill. It is Ryan Tannehill's wife.
Oh. He's sharing some love. I'm going to have to check that one out right now. Now, what are you trying to test, Big Dog?
Because Coffee put the qualifying as a batter is 130, you know, or a fielder. For a pitcher, what is the minimum or maximum, and then you're no longer considered a rookie?
I think it's like 50-some innings.
Ooh, so cool. 50 innings, period.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you. I'm sorry, what was that, Big Dog? What did you just say?
I said very good, that's why you are the scorekeeper.
I said very good, that's why I'm the scorekeeper. Yes, that's right.
That's right.
Go ahead, Couch Potato. You want to share in the love fest right now?
I just got back, so I don't know what you're loving about.
What a
I had
shock.
That.
What a shock. All
I'm
right.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
He was giving love to the wife. Leave him alone.
Were you giving love to the wife? Oh, Couch Potato, have you come up with any new Olympic moves?
No. I was trying to work on a half pike twist, and I twisted my ankle.
Half pike twist.
You know exactly what he's saying.
And, oh, you know what he's saying? What, do you dream about him? I don't.
Of course he does.
Only when
half pike twist. I don't know what the hell that is.
I only dream of him when he wears the thong backwards.
Oh my god. Oh god.
Warning! Warning! Bullshit alert!
Hey, you don't sweat much.
Okay.
If I wanted any shit from you, I'd squeeze your head.
That's right, Big Dog. I'm gonna squeeze your head. Jesus Christ! Can we get to some other news, please? Let's get Cabrera MVP. Thank you. What else do you have? Oh my god! How the hell did we do that? Here's some Greek for you guys. Eli, Eli, lava sabatani.
You wondering how we do it?
No, I said Eli, Eli, lava sabatani.
No, I was saying, Kaki, what he does, he tucks his knees in.
Oh, don't describe it.
Get you a better flip.
God, shut up.
Get you a better flip. Will Middlebrooks breaks his wrist as the Boston Red Sox third baseman broke his wrist when he was hit with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball in the ninth inning.
I'm sorry, who was hit? I was really laughing at Coffee's comment. I'm going to go on air with this one in a moment.
Will Middlebrook of the Boston Red Sox.
I did not hear that.
He was hit with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball right on the wrist.
That hurts.
Bobby Valentine was hoping that it got more like the meaty part of his arm.
Oh, no.
And he said it was right on the bone itself.
Did he break it?
It is broken, and he will be out. It looks like it's unclear, but it looks that he might be out for the rest of the season because there's only 7 weeks
about
left.
2 months.
So there's 7 weeks left in the season, and Valentine says it does not look good. He was in a bad place. He's in a lot of pain. And he said, I was hoping it was down the meat, but it was right on the bone.
Yeah, that's
so
bad.
Yeah.
Couch Potato. Coffee says that his Olympic move is the 2.5 backflip. Damn, I messed it up. The 2.5 backflip with a calf strain and a belly flop. Oh, come on. That was funny.
Maybe Couch isn't there. Maybe he left again.
Did he leave again? Well, Brian didn't laugh either, so I don't think that was funny.
Is Brian still there?
Well, I think they are. They're always laughing. Yeah, Brian's there. Oh, there's the chuckle. It's okay. I'm sorry.
Jeremy laughed.
Yeah, I didn't hear you laugh, though, but that's, he did laugh.
The
cool.
Nationals claimed Cesar Esturiz.
Cesar Esturiz, the ex-Dodger?
And ex-Angel.
Yeah, he's been around.
Because remember, the Dodgers let him go.
Of course, he's Hispanic.
The Dodgers let him go to get to keep Henley, is it?
Yeah, I guess.
And anyways, the Nationals picked him up as to bolster their infield. You know, he's only 32 years old. I thought he was older than that.
Well, the Dodgers hired him when he was like 14. Someone had to pick up the infield. We can get away with it. We're Hispanic.
Todd Helton needs...
Colorado Rockies.
Yes, he needs hip surgery. He will undergo arthroscopic surgery, I think it was scheduled for today, to repair a torn labrum in his right hip. He's a career 320 hitter. He's batting just 238 this season. By far, his lowest average in his 15-year career. He only has 7 homers and 37 RBIs. He's been bothered by a sore hip since early June, and he struggled to move his right leg on. He struggled moving to his right on ground balls and lifting his right leg at the plate, which of course messed up his timing. He turns 39 on August 20th and says he wants to come back next year. And good luck with that. Mets reliever Tim Bridrek has a anterior cruciate capsule tear in his left shoulder, and that's what the MRI revealed on Monday. Surgery is a possibility. It says although treatment for the injury has not been finalized, starters Johan Santana and Chris Young both previously tore their anterior capsule and underwent surgery as a result.
Wait, they tore their what? Their anterior?
Anterior capsule.
Anterior capsule.
Yeah, I believe that is near, I guess, the ligament.
Ooh.
There's like a section in there. It, they call it a capsule. I guess it's probably the shape of a capsule, and that is torn.
Do you want an apple?
He does not want surgery yet, but it looks like you're going to have it.
Wow, that's bad.
But it's the Mets.
Oh, they suck.
Yeah, even Tanya gave up on him.
Tanya gave up on him? Oh, wow. Was she a Yankee now?
Oh, no, I don't think she's dead. She has not come over to the dark side yet.
Yeah, it's all right.
And it looks like Chicago White Sox pitcher John Danks had surgery on his left shoulder on Monday. Team expects him to be ready for the start of spring training. His arm is expected to be in a sling for a month. They said they repaired a capsule tear and removed debris in his rotator cuff and biceps. They said the surgery revealed a normal labrum, so... Lots of labrums being torn out there, I guess. I guess that's the new in thing to tear.
Yeah, that's not good. What else do we have, Big Dog? Any other things?
Scott Posednik?
Oh, Scott Posednik.
Posednik. He's back with Boston.
Say it ain't so.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago he was cut. And he was traded to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Well, the Diamondbacks... didn't really want him, and they signed him to Class AAA, Reno, and he refused the assignment. He said, I don't think so. So they said, well, you know what? We don't have room for you here, so we're just going to release you. So he went through waivers. No one picked him up. So he re-signed with Boston.
Wow.
He will be their fourth outfielder. So cool. He says he's ready to go, and he's got no problems with it. He says he's glad to be back, just glad to be working.
All right, fair enough. Ladies and gentlemen, Scotty Pod has a smoking hot wife. Oh, wait a minute. Where's the image that we had in the chat room in a moment? Oh, I guess we'll have to check it out. But I know that Brian was putting some stuff up. I have to check it out.
I thought he put it on Facebook.
Yeah, he did. He put it on Facebook. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play Beat Your Report Stupidities. Here we go. Here's how you play. You just tell me if this is a real-world article or if this is a Bleacher Report article. And this is one of the latest Yankee ones. I know, this will make you guys really cringe. Brian, Couch Potato, get ready. Here we go. Big Dog, here's the article. The best thing about the Yankee skipper, that's the headline. So the question is that
Bleacher
Report article or a real world article?
Bleacher.
Okay, Big Dog says Bleacher. What do you say, Couch Potato?
He's not there.
No, he's not there. Brian?
I think it's a real-world article.
Ooh. All right. Coffee, give your opinion in the chat room because you're 30 seconds behind once. It is a BleacherReport.com article. Yeah, tell me about it. I only know because I have it right here. Next one. Here's the headline. Girardi earns rave reviews after intense rant with ump. Is that a real-world article or a Bleacher Report article, Brian?
Real-world.
Big Dog?
I'll go real world.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is from MajorLeagueBaseball.com. Here's the next one. The headline is, Ump says, we got the call right. Is that a Bleacher Report article or a real world one? Big Dog?
No, I'll say real world.
Brian?
Yep, real world.
Yep, here we go. It is from ESPN.com. So you guys got half credit on that. All right, here's the next one. Why New York Yankees should promote Stewart to starting catcher? Is it a Bleacher Report or real world, Brian?
Bleacher Report.
Bingo, you both got it right. Okay, next one. Yankees still unsure of Pettit's return date. Bleacher Report or Real World, Big Dog?
Real World.
Brian?
Yep, Real World.
It is from the NewYorkPost.com, so again, kind of 50-50. Anyway, Couch Potato, you back? What the hell? Where are you? You practicing your double blab? Back blab. Your double backflip? All right. Here we go. Here's the last one. Oh, we'll do two more. Five starting pitchers who can replace Pettit if setback continue.
Bleacher.
Brian, is that a Bleacher?
Oh, definitely a Bleacher Report.
And the final one. Drop in order gets Granderson out of funk. Is that a Bleacher Report or Real World? That's a tricky one.
Bleacher Report.
Rich, Real World. I've got to tie it up here. I've got to tie the score up.
Real World. Cap Potatoes is Bleacher Report. And the answer is NewJersey.com. Real World. Okay.
You said New Jersey. That's not Real World.
Oh, you're right.
I've been to New Jersey.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. Let's do one more because Cap Potatoes back. Tex admits he swung for the fences. Couch Potato.
Wow, that sounds like someone who had the first-hand knowledge, so I'll say it's not Bleacher Report.
Brian?
Real World.
All right.
Real World.
That is correct, but unfortunately, it is from NJ.com. That's New Jersey. And we'll do the last one. Chavez filling major void left by A-Rod. Is that a Bleacher Report, Real World, or Bleacher Report? What is it, Big Dog? He says Bleacher Report. What do you say, Sonny?
Yeah, Bleacher. That's Bleacher.
Brian?
I'm going to say Real World on this one.
Oh, sorry, Brian.
Yeah,
this is actually a Bleacher Report article.
I'm trying to increase my score here. I had to go against you two.
Well done. Ladies and gentlemen, we love having fun with the Bleacher Report because it's just, you can tell. You can tell by the articles which are Real World and which are the made-up fantasies. I tell you,
Bleacher Report won't let you do your own real reporting. They just want your BS opinion on a lot of things. And so that's one of the reasons why. That's why you find out who the top 10 fantasy baseball players are in postseason and shit like that.
Yeah, Scott Posednik's wife,
yes.
Lisa Durgan? Wow. She's cute. Yeah, she's cute. Good for him. All right. Thanks, Big Dog. I appreciate that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're down at 9 minutes. Don't forget, we are Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. We wake you up, and then the Couch Potato brings it home. Yes. Oh, and Brian, sorry, dude. I haven't been feeling very well, but the email I sent about joining the Alliance is, what we do is we advertise each and every other's programs, and we don't go on when everyone else is on. So, like, I mean, you wouldn't be on at 6 a.m. Saturday, but we give love to each other, and we all work together to build up our respective empires. And I think it's pretty cool. So,
okay.
Yeah, so
cool.
We'll do that. So, Brian, when is your next program?
Tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern.
9 p.m. Eastern, and you can find it on blogtalkradio.com/...
Blog Talk Radio, or excuse me, Tarvino, that's my Facebook, T-A-R-V-I-N-O.
Tarvino, yes, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, Couch Potato is following us to We Wake You Up, he brings it home. Couch Potato, what do we have going in your program in a few minutes?
Well, I think we're having so much fun that I'm going to wait on the interview. However, I have an interview with a gentleman by the name of Coach Ellison. We're going to be talking about an actual play about boxing, a play about boxing where they have real life boxing as far as the play is concerned. With real boxers and things like that. So it's an interview I set up that we did on a pre-recording. It's just a question on when we're going to play it because we're doing pretty good. And so I might use that as my halftime break, 10 minutes before and 10 minutes after at the halftime break for that interview. So then everybody can go do it and then we can get back to more sports.
Sounds good. We're going to go ahead and continue. I think the Couch Potato is going to call in, and we're
going
to carry on.
I'm going to do that right now.
But before you do that, Couch Potato, I just want to let you know, we're going to do the transition, do some intros, and then we're just going to go ahead and go off air and then go on over to your program almost right away. All right, Couch
cool
Potato?
Beans. Cool beans.
That's what we'll do. We'll just do the transition right now. We've got about 7 minutes left. Brian, I love your program, dude. I know you've caught me in the chat room a few times now. Describe your program to us. So, yes, Brian, this is your debut. This is your Hermione Granger moment in Harry Potter.
Well, our program is, you know, all about the fans and what they want to hear about. And I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, so as you guess, a lot of the people around want to talk about college football, NFL football. So now our show is jumping and the numbers are going sky high, and we're really having fun. So a lot of college football, a lot of people are starting to join in, calling in, and the chat room's going crazy. So it's just a lot of fun just talking football. That's what we do.
Yeah, and ladies, gentlemen, as I pointed out to the big dog, what I love the most about this new alliance that we have here between the three of us is you have West Coast, you have the great Republic of Texas, and then you have East Coast. I tell you, you have two nations right there, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're generally in the South, but we run everything.
No, I'm talking about him because he's in the South. He's in Atlanta.
We're in the South, too.
We're in the West, though.
Okay, hold on a minute. Hold on. Let's take a look at the... Dude, he may be higher up in the elevation than we are. Are you in Atlanta, Georgia there, Brian?
Yes.
He's higher up than we are. Look at the way the lines go across the map. Atlanta, well, probably on the food chain, too. But when you look at the National Geographic map of the world right here, Los Angeles is lower in elevation than Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow. I did not know that.
Shocking, huh? Big Dog doesn't give a damn based on what he's saying right now. Couch Potato, he's lower than all of... Oh, no, wait, you're in Dallas, aren't you? Where are you?
Oh, is Couch Potato on?
Yeah. Oh, no, I think he just went off. Hold on a minute. Oh, thank you, Brian. Wow. She's hot.
Very nice.
He's a blonde guy. He likes blondes.
Well, no, I like beautiful women. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
Wow. Big Dog says that she has no hiney. I'm not a hiney guy. I'm a front end guy.
That's why I like Scarlett Johansson so much.
Scarlett Johansson's beautiful. Yeah. That was great when we blew all that time on James Bond. Remember that? That was funny.
That was fun.
Yeah, Couch Potato's back. Couch Potato, what city are you in? Are you in Dallas? Dallas proper?
I'm about 30 miles east of Dallas in a little city named Rowlett.
Okay, this is very important.
Are you living in Preston Hollow?
Do you live in Preston Hollow, Couch Potato?
3 minutes until showtime.
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Because we're doing geographical studies right now. Are you northeast Dallas or southeast Dallas then?
I'm literally directly east, maybe a little north, but...
Okay, good. That's all I wanted. So in the order of things, Brian is number one, highest of northern elevation, then Couch Potato, then us. So if you want to get technical, Big Dog, we are the south.
So we're the dregs.
We are the dregs of society, yes.
Let me just let you know, just really quick, I actually got the guy I did the interview on. He's got a bunch of people that will be listening, so we'll start the show after the introduction with the interviews, then we'll get into the sports, okay?
Oh, that'll be great. Oh, way to go. Coffee says the title of our next show, East Coast and the Hispanics. What a smart ass.
2 minutes until showtime.
That's funny. So we are down to freaking coffee. It's all right, man. He's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, thank you, Brian. This is on my profile, my timeline. This is sweet. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. We had another good time this early in the morning. It was great having Brian on with us, all of our callers and the Couch Potato. Stay tuned as we do the transition over to the Couch Potato. Part two of the four-hour program is going to remain. Who knows, Brian? Maybe you might want to do 2 hours right after the Couch Potato in the future. You never know. But it's all, or maybe we'll do them on Sunday, following you or before you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're down to 1 minute. It's been great, a lot of fun. Head on over to ndbmedia.net, twitter.com/ndbmedia,
And, of course, if you want to hear this annoying voice on a regular basis, find us at letmehearya.com. Find NDB Sports right there. We are Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Money Quarterback.
1 minute until showtime.
And what was that? How many minutes? It's at
one minute.
Oh, it's at 60 seconds. Man, this woman is just talking up a storm. Can't we shut her up?
Can you shut any woman up?
World would be much brighter if we could have women on a mute button.
Amen.
Just want to say before we get off the air.
Boy, the room got really quiet there. I'm the one that said it.
Go ahead, Big Dog.
Before we get off the air tomorrow, guys, Argentina versus Russia. This is basketball. 3 a.m. Pacific time, 6 a.m. Eastern time for the bronze medal. The gold medal game is once again the matchup of 4 years ago, USA versus Spain, Kobe versus Gasol. That will be 7 a.m. Pacific time.
Now in the host queue.
Eastern time. Enjoy, guys.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Blog Talk Radio.
Sporting News Radio.
Game on.
Are you ready?
Hey, thank you. Tell us what to do.
That's right. Good morning, everybody.
What to wear.
It's Saturday morning.
You
think time to break
you're
it down.
Better. Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masses. Break it down.
It's Saturday morning here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Sunday Quark coming to you. We are on a Saturday morning. Taking the handoff without fumbling it, unlike Adrian Peterson. It's Sonny Clark on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Gentlemen from Sports Talk with the Guys, good morning. A great show as usual on a Saturday morning.
Thank you, Couch Potato, the hardest working man in sports. We have our honorary Sports Talk with us as well. Of course, Brian, he's the big dog, and I'm the scorekeeper. We've had a great time, and we're loving the transition over. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a simulcast. We are around the world in stereo. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that THX or is it stereo? I forget. No one cares.
Well, hold on. I can make us, you know, in THX. Here, you ready? Here, right here. There you go.
I'm
that's
trembling.
THX even less than AM style. Here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Hey, folks, we got a great show lined up for you. But here's the dealio. Normally, we just continue the craziness from Sports Talk with the Guys on a Saturday morning. However, we're going to start off this morning with an interview. If you haven't had the opportunity to check out the Facebook or anything, or if you're in New York, there's an actual ongoing off-Broadway play going on right now. It's Bobby Cassidy's Kid Shamrock, and it's an interesting way to put sports in, I guess, in play-like form and introduce sports into the theater and things like that. I have on a guy by the name of that will be taking over here as far as the interview and stuff. The gentleman's name is Andrew Ellison. He helps with the promotions. We had Felice Canatore on regarding Rocky Spirit. This is basically going to be about boxing and a little bit of his career as well that we're going to have on here in the next 3 minutes. So we're going to take a fast break before we get into that interview. But good stuff coming on. We're going to be covering some NFL, some Major League Baseball, and, of course, we'll get back into it. LetMeHearYou.com is going to be a very interesting thing. Roger Noriega taking over the mic. Hey, I had a lot of fun listening to that yesterday. And here's the good thing about Let Me Hear You. You can listen to it live or you can go back. Now, there was a little bit of sound quality, and I hope they get that part fixed. But I listened to it even though the sound quality wasn't great. But I got to hear the scorekeeper on the call of a baseball game. And scorekeeper, you got the goods, man, I'm telling you. And that's the good thing about Let Me Hear You.
I appreciate it, Couch Potato, but I cannot wait till I hear you do one, and then Brian, and then, of course, the big dog. You guys got to get over to letmehearyou.com. I think it would be absolutely awesome if we all choose a team and follow it and go for it. Or even just doing a game a week and being able to hear each other. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, guys. Because I did it thinking that people were not going to be watching the game, so I tried to do it for the radio audience as well. And I guess it worked, right, Sonny? Because you weren't watching the game, were you?
No, I wasn't. I was doing other things via editing for the interviews and stuff like that, and I was doing other things, and I got to follow it, and I was listening to it in my earphones, and you get trademark things that are said, especially in baseball play-by-play. Okay, football play-by-play, not so much. There's not as much time there as you get with baseball. And I forgot what you said, but I remember I was laughing so hard. My wife came in from the other room, says, "What are you laughing at?" And it was a line about about stringing something along like spaghetti. I don't know. You just get to hear different guys. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Chris Berman and the nicknames and the NFL and everything, but I like to hear other people and other people's catchphrases instead of the same thing over and over and over from people. So you get that opportunity there.
I appreciate that, Couch Potato. And you were commenting on Facebook, and I am looking forward to that. But it is all good in the hood. I want to hear everyone else do a program. I can't wait to hear the big dog do a basketball game. That's going to be exciting. So, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to say this. We are doing the simulcast. Couch Potato, what we're going to do is we're going to end the simulcast now, and then we're going to go into your program. I ask you to put us on hold so we can finish up, and we can make the interview over there. We'll be right on over there in about a minute or so.
Sounds good. We'll do that. I'll put you on hold and let you dump off the line, and then we'll go from there. Thanks a lot, my friends. We'll see you in a few minutes. And with that being said, I don't know if we're going to get Cuervo in here or not. I forgot to post it on his.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I want to thank Brian for joining us. And, of course, he's the big dog. I'm the couch potato. I'm the scorekeeper. Oh, my God. Thank God I didn't get that recorded. Brian, don't throw that against me, dude.
Is it recorded on ours?
I know it's recorded on ours, but we'll see if people actually pay attention to the very end. Once again, don't forget to catch Brian's program tomorrow. It's blogtalkradio.com/Tarvino. It's on at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Looking forward to it. It is a rowdy, rowdy audience, dude. I got to tell you, you guys are really going. You've got a big chat room and a lot of people in there, dude.
Yeah, it's grown a lot over the past probably month and a half. Everyone's getting in there, and they get to share their opinion and trash talk a little bit. It's fun.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and I also appreciate when you trash talk us too, dude. I mean, when you say that we really know stuff and that we're really, like, you know, we really know and we're helping you understand some things, dude, cut it out. Don't lie, all right? I was listening, but no, I do appreciate that, and we don't share I love either for programs just to share. And I love what you're doing over there, and I think it's great. And that's why I asked you to kind of join us. There's a lot of stuff that we're going to be doing, Brian, and we're going to be getting that settled. But we're going to be doing the cross-promotion. We're going to be doing cross-programs as well where we will be helping each other out. And I think it's going to be great. I love this informal alliance. It's good stuff, and I can't wait to see where it's going to go. Our audiences are going to grow exponentially. Big Dog, is there anything else you wanted to do before we go to the Couch Potato?
Nope.
Okay, so we're going to do that right now. Maybe we'll catch you over there, Brian, but I want to thank you for calling in early. You were in early for us. Thanks, buddy, and we'll be seeing you again. Are you going over to the Couch Potato right now?
Yeah, I'm going to shoot over there for a minute.
Cool. All right, well then, ladies and gentlemen, we are Sports Talk with the Guys. On behalf of Brian, Peter the Big Dog, I am Roger the Scorekeeper. We're out for Saturday morning. We're heading on over to the Couch Potato. See you guys.
See you guys.
Peace.